Welcome into the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck, rolling with you here on a
Saturday
night. Ooh-hoo. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but
this is how we roll. None of us have anything going on enough to make it worth not podcasting on a Saturday night.
Yeah,
in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Amy's at a bridal shower, so I was hanging out.
What goes on at those things? Because I honestly don't know.
I don't either. I've actually never been to a baby shower. Actually, I've been to one baby shower.
You are not missing. Don't go to baby showers. They're terrible.
Well, a lot of them, those are interesting. Some of them are like,
don't go to bridal showers
exclusively
either, for that matter.
Like women, then some of them they do like the co-ed where I think they try to make it at least a little fun overall. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what ended up happening at the bridal shower, but I think it seemed to be good food at least.
I think you guys, your mics are a little too close.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm picking up
to each other. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Maybe that's probably a little bit better. But
fair enough.
All right.
So our first show of the new decade.
Yeah. Some changes have happened since we've been all together.
Yeah. Chris got rid of the mustache. Only one of note.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only important thing that happened.
Yeah.
Went with no mustache, went with the short dog, the low-ski daddy with the hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shaved my head again.
I cut
my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the graylish going on?
Yeah.
I need to go get a haircut.
Yeah, the issue with this, though, is if I don't do it, like if I don't like actually pomade it or anything, it's just a disaster. So I've been going a lot of hats lately. But
I have no idea what Chris is trying to do here, but
I'm changing mics.
Dave's maneuvering. So it's yours that was the trouble after all.
I don't know what it is. It's weird. It's my mic. I'm not hearing myself clearly, and I don't really like it.
Off to a roaring start for the decade.
Yes.
Yeah. Poor decade.
I think I like the other studio a little bit better.
I mean, I don't, because that studio we lost an entire episode in.
No. This is the one where we've lost episodes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is the Fox studio.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
No, we absolutely lost an episode at least once in the other studio.
I think we've probably lost a couple of episodes, but
RIP.
Let's not forget we lost an episode of the Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour. And that was the episode that was Carson's debut on what eventually became the world's longest running guest spot.
So funny enough, if you look at it, we lost the first episode of the Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour. We also lost the first episode of the Other Football Podcast that the three of us recorded.
Yeah,
we did our predictions and we lost it. We were like, well, we didn't even try to salvage that one. Nope. We just chalked that one up.
Yeah.
But no, it feels like it's been a while, but we're back in action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
feels good.
There was one thing I felt like we kind of missed.
Okay. Are we really just going to skip the main thing?
Well, we do have to address that.
That's what I thought he was going. Yeah. I don't think he's going there.
We do have to address the fact that we are recording the show. The original plan was to record at 7 p.m. It is 7:50 now. We're finally in studio.
7:50.
All because one of us insists on making like the most elaborate ruse possible for his fake now fiance.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
There is still zero evidence this woman exists.
Yeah, that's one where you're. It's troubling that you already had a fake significant other, and then you escalated the fake significant other on top of all that,
now you say, "Oh, hang on, guys. Yeah, I have to go to the airport." And then all of a sudden, 50 minutes
later,
what's funny
is he probably paid for long term parking at McCarran Airport and was just waiting. Well, it was like, all right, cool.
you mentioned that, and that's part of the reason why I was late. The idea to me, and I'm one of those people, it's not because I'm cheap, but I think the
narrative
idea
voice,
of...
He's going to be cheap based on this next sentence.
Well, to me, paid parking is such a scam. It's like...
I actually don't disagree with that.
You're charging me to park my car.
Yes. Which is a perfectly valid thing that every other city in America does. Every other city in America is like, look, paid parking is a thing. Vegas is the only city where it wasn't a thing.
Then
all of a sudden this city made it a thing, everybody got mad.
No. Hear me out. I have zero issue with towns, because I grew up on the Jersey Shore. And towns on the Jersey Shore during the summertime when people are going to the beach, which, by the way, they charge you to go to the beach in New Jersey, which is another scam.
Yeah, that is nuts.
But these towns, they rely on money that's spent by people from New York, people from Philadelphia, people who come down for the weekend.
people from civilization.
That's how how they make their money. So I have no problem with them having like parking meters up and charging to park on the street.
Yeah.
But like parking at the airport, I was at the airport 40 minutes and I had to pay to park. Now granted it was only $2, but still.
That's a little dumb.
Here's the thing.
Like at least the casinos give you.
Are you good parallel parker, by the way?
No.
Yes.
TV, I'm are not. You?
I grew up in the mean streets and
of San Jose.
There was
the mean streets. I'm raised by people from New York. It's mandatory to know how to parallel park on both sides of a one-way street.
I'm terrible at it, and there was a time where we were downtown in Las Vegas, maybe Halloween, and I was parking. I want to say there was like maybe three of us. It might have been me, Dare, Drew, and Sean, and they start. I'm trying to parallel park. And it may have been a rental car, so I was even less confident than usual. Boy. And they're talking trash to me while I'm trying to parallel park. And so I was just like, all right, I'm done. Somebody else do it. Like, wow. I got it close enough to the side, put it in park, and was like, go ahead, fix it. Like, yeah, you belittled me. I was flustered. Well, I was completely rattled.
My biggest problem with parking is I've never become fully comfortable with how long my car is.
Yeah.
So I never truly have an idea of how long the front end is. So every time I'm turning into a parking spot, I'm like, am I going to hit this car? I don't want to hit this car. So I'm actually more confident parallel parking than I am going into a normal spot that's in between two cars. Well, I'll go look elsewhere for a spot rather than doing
here's that. Here's the thing. The other thing that just drives me nuts about the whole paid parking thing. When you park in a meter,
yeah,
you pull out of the spot and that's it.
Yeah.
When I go park at I won't name any casinos, but here in town, obviously you have to pay to park at the casinos. It's when I'm trying to leave and the idiot in front of me can't figure out that he has to pay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're holding me up, but like a lot of times leaving the Golden Knights games, the line of traffic getting out of the parking garage is worse. Quite bad. It's awful. It's like.
Well, that's also because it's the only team in America where you park in a parking garage.
Yeah.
No. The Coyotes, when they played downtown in Phoenix, they used to have a garage. So, and I'm sure there's probably a few others, but you go to Giant Stadium, the Meadowlands, it's a freaking lot.
Oh, yeah, it is not. It is still a nightmare.
And somehow in this city, we've decided less parking is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we went to sports here, but we'll somehow eventually get soccer. But the
there's parking the bus, right?
Yeah, so. when you leave a Browns game in Cleveland, you're going to be downtown for like a good hour and a half just because traffic's crazy.
Yeah, because that legitimately is downtown.
It's literally like right downtown. And
that's what I love about what is no longer Avaya Stadium, now San Jose Earthquake Stadium.
Oh, nice.
Because for some reason, I guess we're going with no sponsors now.
The bold stretch.
No jersey sponsor, no arena sponsor. All right. But parking, easy, in and out.
SAP Center in San Jose is a nightmare.
Well, and then we had, so I'm picturing.
It's not that bad. You have to know where to go.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing that when I go to a Raiders game in Oakland last year against the Browns. So in my mind, I'm planning for a Cleveland Browns exit of the stadium. I'm like, got to get to the airport, so we got to leave at this time.
Yeah.
I was like, I pulled right out of the parking lot. I was take it easy. I was like, this is stupid. But
also, we still call it the HP.
Oh, HP Center?
You're right. Its name is the SAP Center.
It used to be HP.
We're all used to being the HP Potter? Pavilion.
I have a gripe as well. It's not as much of a gripe. It's more of a...
Tannehill had to have hurt his fingers.
It's more of a social... social disagreement I have. So how often is your shoe untied and you're happy that somebody tells you your shoe's untied? I was just thinking about this today.
I am unfamiliar with the concept as I do not wear shoes with laces.
Fair enough. We were walking out of the mall today and my shoe was untied. And thankfully nobody said it because every time somebody says it, it's like, you don't think I know that my shoe's untied? Like there's this rope hanging from my shoe.
I mean, I'm genuinely curious as to why you would have your shoe untied.
Laziness, potentially.
In that case, no, I'm on the other side.
You're on the side.
I'm on the other side. Like that's on you for being lazy.
But do you ever? So, Chris, you wear shoes with laces.
Yes, I'm wearing some right now.
How often when people say, "Oh, your shoe's untied," do you not know that your shoe's already untied?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it. I've never really added up. I mean, usually when my shoe's untied, I kind of know.
Yeah.
But
maybe you're looking for a good spot to tie your shoe.
The only one. But like even then.
There's not a lot of times where people point out to me that my shoes are untied.
Yeah, I can't say that's ever been.
That could be.
I got my shoelace.
Do you know anyone who's ever tripped because their shoelace was untied?
I haven't. I got stuck my shoelace in an escalator formerly known as the Gundarena, and my dad yanked me out and broke my shoelace. But
well, that's better than the alternative
of me going into the escalator.
Of you being trapped in escalator.
How about this? I have a small gripe with
another one.
Yeah, another one.
We missed Festivus, so this is the airing of grievances.
Yeah, this is the airing of grievances. So the Cavs, they redid their whole arena. It looks great. Shout out to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Also true.
I can relate to that with the Warriors, though.
I was there for a hockey game. Shot the Cleveland Monsters. And so we're walking around the arena. It looks great. And we have seats really close to the ice. And then we wanted to go up to the upper level to see what the upper level looks like, because they redid a lot up there. And there's a security guard at the escalator going up. Mind you, this is where I grew up going. We usually had the high seats. We were usually the nosebleeds. And he was like, "Do you have a ticket?" And I was like, "Yeah, we're in section blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "Oh, well, you don't have a ticket up there, so you can't go up there." I was like, "What?
That is odd."
So they wouldn't let you go to the worst seats. Higher up?
And it was not by any means assault. And so I said, I just explained, like, "Hey, we just wanted to check out the." He was like, "I'll let you this time." But, like, I was like, "Really? What kind of sense does that make? Like, I want to go to the bad seats from the good seat, and you're going to prevent me?" It was a strange time.
We had two tickets to a Warriors game back at Oracle. And there was three of us. It was me and two of my buddies. And we had good seats. Like, my mom's boss gave them to us, 13th row, lower. Like, these were seats.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, well, we have three of us, and we have two good seats. So what we're going to do is one of us, like, we're just going to buy the cheapest seat in the house so someone can get in.
Yeah.
And then we'll go up to like those seats and do a seat giveaway. Be like, "Hey, guess what? You're getting the Magic upgrade tonight."
Congrats.
But first, we were like, "Well, why not see if we can just, you know, slide in our seats and try and get those?" So two of us go down with the good tickets. One of us gives the other ticket, of course, back to the person. One guy goes back up, gives the ticket to the other guy. We go back down. And my buddy Chris, because God takes care of the stupid, shout out to our senior Wawa correspondent.
Yeah, shout out to Chris.
So he sits...
Verified on Twitter.
Yeah. He sits one row in front of us. That's the only seat in that entire row that no one stops. Nice. No one shows up for that seat and that seat alone in the row.
Held it down.
We were amazed. We were just like, wow.
Yep. I like that.
Well, you know, that reminds me. There were many years ago, I guess it was, I want to say maybe 2000.
We're about 15 minutes into this podcast, and we have not mentioned the word soccer.
We're about to right now. So I want to say it was year 2000. I know that City was still in the championship.
And Cash Money Records was indeed taken over.
Yes, yes.
And I was five.
Nice.
So I went to a game in Manchester at the old Main Road.
Okay.
Which is where City used to play before they got the...
Is that different than the Old Town Road?
I don't know.
Where the horse is in the back?
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
So Main Road was the old stadium, and then they got... I think they got a new stadium for like the Commonwealth Games or something. I can't remember exactly what it was that they got.
Isn't that what the Mighty Ducks played in D2?
I have no idea. When they somehow...
the Goodwill Games?
When they somehow played Trinidad and Tobago in ice hockey.
And they had tie-dye jerseys.
Yes,
and Tobago,
yes.
Which was excellent.
Yes. So... Speaking of empty seats,
yeah,
I went with a friend. We had the entire section.
Nice.
Maybe not the entire section, but like at least there were like maybe two or three empty rows. It was like, all right. So when I say City had no fans prior to oil money, I have an anecdote because I went to a match there and there was nobody there.
Simpler times.
I mean, maybe everybody just didn't want to sit by you.
That could be. Although there were many empty sections in that stadium on that particular day. So, you know, I saw something interesting, and I felt like maybe it's topical that we bring it up, but VAR has been the subject of much controversy.
Yeah.
In England this year, I will preface by saying I will try to be completely, totally unbiased here.
Well, the lie detector test determined that was a lie. Yeah.
Wolves were absolutely screwed against Liverpool.
Oh, of course they were, because I bet them. Oh, Liverpool. Never mind. I thought you meant today. In the I didn't watch today's Man United game.
I know they drew 0-0, yeah. 0-0.
I was hoping for a Wolves win there.
So the whole, like, I understand VAR. I like the idea of using it to get it right. I mean, I showed you that the when Raheem Sterling was playing for Liverpool, he was 10 yards onside, and somehow the flag went up and he scores a goal, and Liverpool loses the game 2-1. They end up losing the league by 2 points. But
shout out to Everton denying Liverpool the title.
No, that was 2013.
That was years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So I like it. I feel like it does good, because I felt like we saw in that same match that, you know, Lallana was called for a handball. It wasn't a handball. It hit him up high in the shoulder.
Is he one of the more forgotten players, like, in the Premier League?
I feel like he is.
I'm surprised every time I see him in existence. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, with VAR. Like, other leagues are doing just fine with it.
Yeah.
England is having a horrible time with it, which makes no sense.
Is that because it's the league that we watch the most?
No.
MLS. Not USL.
USL doesn't have it, but MLS doesn't really have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And which is amazing, given the fact that all MLS, MLS referees are blind.
Yeah.
The Bundesliga seems to be getting along just fine.
Well,
with
let's take the MLS out of it.
The Bundesliga seems to be getting along just fine.
But here's what I was going to ask you. Do we focus more on England because it's probably the most competitive of all the leagues, where one decision
we focus more on it because they're making terrible decisions with it.
I get that.
Like, they're doing a bad job, we see that.
How many Serie A games have you watched this year?
That's a fair point, but you don't see
Bundesliga
anyone.
How many Bundesliga matches? But because nobody cares about the Bundesliga. It's a one-team league.
But the thing is, they've had it for longer, and we've also seen it on a higher stage. We've seen it at World Cups. We've seen it at significant competitions that don't have this problem. England's the only country that can't figure it out.
That brings me to the question. Should they scrap it for offside?
No, I think that's the most...
I think the problem is more the offside. It's one of the few things that it can actually get right. The problem with it is the offside rule is bad. It's
yes.
Like the whole point of the rule is to prevent cherry picking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's so that you don't park a guy near the goal.
Not somebody with their elbow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not for an armpit. If you want it, what they should do is change the rule like the line of scrimmage for football when you're throwing a forward pass. Like,
whole body.
If you have a toe, you're still okay.
Yeah.
Because that is going to like at that point, it's much more. This guy made a good... like, right now, it's just negating really good, well-timed runs.
I kind of feel like the rule should be adjusted to, if any part of your body is onside,
you're good.
Which is what we just said.
Yeah, I'm also a huge fan of them just getting rid of offside.
No, that would be
just
awful.
Just anarchy.
Look, I'm down for that, and also, they should really, like, put on some pads and play it like football. It's still the same exact game.
Yeah.
It's just with NFL contact rules.
And is it
Speaking of NFL, are you guys surprised the Patriots are not going for this here? 4th and 6, 3 minutes to go in the game from their own 35?
The fact that Tennessee hasn't scored since the first quarter.
Yeah, but all it takes is 2 first downs, and the game's over.
Yeah, but you have... Yeah.
Shout out to Tannehill. Tannehill knows. I have a Tannehill nose shirt.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Fact.
That I have a Viola nose shirt.
Nice.
Wow.
But it's not KNWO. Like, it's not. It's NOSE.
Oh, nice.
So
it was my dad's Board of Education campaign shirt.
So here's the big question. Everyone's saying Liverpool
I understand what you're trying to
say. Pool, right? Yeah. Yet they have not been the biggest beneficiary of...
I'm shocked to hear you say that.
Of VAR decisions, nor are they even close to...
I had a wrong guess already on this.
So let me ask you both, and Carson, I'll give you another guess.
Okay.
If you had to make a guess...
My guess was United, by the way.
On which team has benefited the most from VAR?
Well, how are you measuring that?
Let me ask you this.
That has had the most decisions go in their favor.
Are they one of our automatic Chris Magnum Chapman teams?
No, but they're not too far away from that.
Crystal Palace.
No, not Palace. What'd you say?
Brighton.
Nice.
Plus five on, VAR decisions.
That's excellent.
So they got a VAR. They had a goal against West Ham disallowed, but they fared better since. So the first decision of the season went against them. They've had six straight go in their favor.
Can we just say I would argue the best part about VAR, especially in the Premier League, is the fact that it has that big screen that shows the like, show me potato salad. Everyone just sits there and waits, and it's like, ding, no goal.
It's so weird because, like, Jumbotrons in America show the game, and they do not do that in England.
No.
It's like, they don't even show those replays. They're just there. It's just a massive scoreboard. Like, you invested all of that money in a scoreboard.
For a garbage penalty to go against Tennessee here?
Oh, you know it's happening. Right here.
Yeah, they just got a first down. I guarantee you the penalty's against Tennessee.
Yeah that...
The fact that they allowed the play to go, though...
Yep, false start.
Yeah, so how do you not blow the play dead right then and there?
There needs to be VAR in the NFL.
Illegal formation.
No, there is, and it's not going well.
They need to show it exactly like the VAR in the Premier League.
This guy, he's...
They need to do the
Lewin's
point.
Upset. He's pretty pissed off. Let's see.
I do like the colors for VAR as well. Like a purple and that gray. Purplish hue.
So what team do you think would have benefited second most?
I mean, come on. Do we really have to go through the whole list?
I'm still going United. Like,
because it's not a big club. That's
Newcastle.
The thing.
Aston Villa, no. We do not benefit from anything.
No.
We benefit from nothing.
Southampton, believe it or not, is plus four.
It didn't help them in that match versus Leicester earlier this season.
Rip.
There was nothing that could help.
Then comes United at plus three.
Okay, so United was there. Only reason I guessed them is because they always end up with a lot of penalties.
So the team that has had the worst luck, actually there's two. They're tied for minus six on decisions. One of them I already mentioned.
Everton.
Wolves.
Okay.
The other is Sheffield United.
The Blades.
So that's pretty crazy that
the Bin Ladens.
Yeah.
Wolves and United and Sheffield are seventh and eighth in the standings. Imagine how much higher they would be if actually some of these decisions went in their favor.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
They're both playing good ball right now.
VAR is excellent. I'm a fan of it, just the anarchy of it.
Yet Brighton with a plus five.
How'd Brighton do today, by the way?
They lost.
They lost?
Brighton lost to Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, my God. I'm 0 for 2 on my picks this weekend.
Oh, no.
I had Brighton and Wolves.
I love when they have just those calls where it's an offside call, and they do the actual, like, lines. Like, they call it, like, the protractor line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, this yellow line drops down. They're like, wait a second.
Yeah, By the way, shout out to FIFA 20.
Okay, yeah.
Because that game is hyper-realistic. Because I had a goal called back on offsides the other day while I was offside. Playing. I kid you not. Like, if... So, the goal is, like, here.
Yeah.
Your wallet
podcast.
I'm aware, but your wallet is one player is my player with the ball.
Yeah.
Your phone is the player I pass to. Your keys are the defender. And it even I'm just like, what is going on? And then it goes into the replay. Like, I am a mile away from the nearest defender. Both of my guys are well past. The ball is well past. And then it just shows, like, a line with no one on it.
That's
and it's just like, yeah, offside.
I had one call back where I was, like, a hand offside. And I'm like, all right, there goes that.
Yeah, that is...
It's realistic.
I saw a red card. What match was I watching? I felt like Chris today, which is never a good thing to feel like. I watched Newcastle early, played Rochdale, and got a draw. Shout out to Newcastle. And then I just sat there and was just kind of flipping through other FA Cup matches.
Well, they gave up a goal in the 79th minute.
They should have given up one like 2 minutes later as well. They should have lost. But
there is no way this is about to happen.
I was flipping through the other FA Cup matches, and there were
that's
some,
on ESPN Plus, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I have a prediction.
Stinkers.
What's your prediction?
I'm going against my bet.
Okay.
I think Everton can win tomorrow.
Who they got?
They got Liverpool.
Oh.
But here's the thing.
Is that in the FA Cup?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think Liverpool's playing a full squad.
Okay.
Nah, I think they're going to
play. Is this really happening right now, Chris?
2 minute warning. Patriots are down to one timeout.
Is Lallana going to play tomorrow?
I feel like he will because Naby Keita was injured in the.
He's always injured.
That's what I said.
Keita's always injured.
So So, yeah, I mean, we could talk about that a little bit because I feel
navigate
like...
Navigate his injuries?
Are well, we going to talk about soccer?
Yeah, I mean, well, we did talk VAR, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like Liverpool actually is going to make a run for the FA Cup.
Okay.
And here's my reasoning.
Now I really hate they're going to lose tomorrow.
My reasoning is they have a big enough lead in the league with a game in hand.
Yeah.
That they can actually rest guys in league games as opposed to resting guys in cup games, which is kind of.
Do you think they'll be more concerned about the undefeated run though?
No,
I mean this has been pretty ridiculous.
It was stupid ridiculous.
Well, they have not lost a game in a full calendar year.
I really look forward to them not winning in this decade.
In the league, yeah. They've already won the decade.
No.
They beat Sheffield United on Thursday.
That's the last one they're getting the rest of the decade. We're gonna be back here in 2030 talking about Liverpool in the non-league play.
Their rise from
Boston United.
Yeah. Oh
God. Imagine that. They don't win another game.
There was a match. Was it Oxford United? I a lot of people were mentioning this, especially, I know, shout out to...
they crushed Hartlepool, by the way.
Yeah, who is non-league, but shout out to Soccer Goose, who mentioned this as well. I love when the lower league team hosts. The Oxford United match, you could see a parking lot.
That's phenomenal.
Like, they were like, don't park too close. Like, literally, there's the goal, there's a wall, and there's just a parking lot.
That's like some of the, when you watch...
Can you imagine having your windshield just blasted by a Premier League shot?
Well, yes. Like, you watch some of the...
based on some of the terrible shooting.
Like in the preseason, every year, Bayern Munich goes to this one... They're like the eighth... They're playing like the eighth division. Munich goes there every single year, and they win like 17-0 or whatever. But... They play the game, and it legitimately looks like a high school soccer field where they're playing. Like, it looks like...
Are there football lines on it?
Yeah, it looks like it's behind someone's house.
That's Indy 11. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Somebody posted a picture, so I flipped to that match, and there's just cars just parked behind it. I guess pretty outstanding.
Well, I like watching some of the international games, and a lot of times, like, I'll watch the European qualifiers, and you watch some of the matches that, like, in... Like, Andorra, to me, is, like, the unbelievable of most unbelievable stadiums.
Yeah.
Because it's legitimately built in like to the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
So you have like mountains literally right behind the bleachers, and you're like, this is unbelievable. Sometimes there's fog and
yeah, I'm a fan of views behind stadiums. I'm a big fan of that.
You know who has a nice view? Cashman Field.
Are you goofing?
Yeah. No, if you go up and like you look like
oh
like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
You're
from
looking
the press
out,
box, yeah, from the press box, it's actually a cool
no
view.
From anything on that top. From anything is, on that top, you once yeah, on once everything. You get yeah. above the like once you can see above the outfield wall, which yeah. is the thing we have to say for this soccer stadium.
Yes.
Remember when that was supposed to be torn down after 1 year? Good times, good times.
Yeah.
But like you have a beautiful view of the mountain vistas.
Yeah, I noticed you don't really notice the elevation of the stadium until it was the 4th of July last year when we were leaving and you see fireworks just like popping up all over. We were like,
yeah, when I used to go there for baseball games, I'd see that a lot. Especially because they were the 51s at the time. They always seemed to play a
what is going
did we
on?
Talk,
home
did
game
we,
on 4th
did
of July.
Did we talk about the price of the, I don't know what the hell they call it here, when the major league teams play here?
Yeah, I think we mentioned league? It. Yeah, no, they have
so stupid
big league weekend. So the Indians and Oakland are playing. I think the Cubs and the Reds.
The cheapest ticket is like
$50.
$50. I can go to Progressive Field where the Indians play.
Yeah,
and it's a spring training game. Yeah. It's not even like it's a legit game.
I saw that and I thought it was. I saw $50.
Guys, is this really happening?
Hey, listen, it's not over yet. This is the Patriots.
I know.
The
I'm just waiting at some point. Yeah. I'm waiting for the check to clear.
Yeah, I saw the $50 and I thought it was for like a whole series of games.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a single
game. Yeah.
I was like, I can
and
go to the
are,
actual
those
stadium.
Are like in the outfield, like in the grass.
Yeah, that I think the USL schedule should be released by the time we do the next podcast, by the way.
Yeah, so
or at least the home opener. That's
we haven't really mentioned it, but
USL Championship,
you
I should
20
say.
20 seconds.
The MLS is not coming to Vegas. We know that.
We knew that for a while.
Well, it's now official that it's not coming to Vegas, but what does that mean for the future of the Lights? Is that a good thing? I mean, are they going to stick around?
I have no comment.
I have no confidence. I don't know. Honestly, you could tell me in 5 years this team would still be around. I could believe you. You could tell me in 5 years they've been gone for 4 years. I would also believe you.
They're going to have to be under new ownership.
Yeah, I'm just not really sure.
I kind of feel like they will be around in 5 years.
Think so?
I hope so, because they're fun. They've actually created something. Like, they truly have created that great USL atmosphere.
Yeah, they're just – it's unique. It's just an odd collection of shenanigans. Mm-hmm. But, no, it does work for them.
And, again, for the record, when I say under new ownership, it's not a slight against the ownership now. I just – that the ownership now wants to sell.
Yeah.
It's been made
they
clear.
They literally had a statement. Yes. Yeah, they would sell. No, that's not a – yeah, not a slight at all. The other option is always to – some teams have gone, like, the League One route. So if they don't want to pay – like a lot of league fees, if they want a smaller stadium, they can always go that route.
No,
USL League One.
I will say, if they do sell the team, I think things will change. I don't feel like they'll be around in 5 years. Once that team is
unfortunate,
because I kind of feel like
the reality is there isn't money at the top flight of U.S. soccer. There's not money at the second level. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
That was
the one with 15 seconds. They're actually gonna lose.
No,
they're gonna win.
Don't say it. They're gonna find a way.
Here comes the
It's funny, you
pass
guys.
Interference.
I have no issue with the Patriots. Which is
because
you're a Browns fan.
Yeah, we don't have any skin in the game.
Well,
yeah.
The other thing is your team has sucked for so long that
Chris throwing massive stones, hurling boulders
after
from his grand glass
back
house.
Losses to the Browns last two seasons. But
I never said my team was good. But at some point, my team was good this decade. Well, the last decade, I should say. Yeah.
We ain't gonna
they
be
did
good
go
this
to two straight
either.
AFC titles. Yeah, with Adam
at the
Gase
beginning of the decade.
With Adam Gase at the helm, I think the Jets have the second longest streak for missing the playoffs now. Behind
you know who's number one.
Yeah, buddy.
You know who's number one. There was no question about that. That
team.
Yeah, the Browns and the Jets, they're both just comical at this point. And not
That's Brady intercepted, touchdown Titans.
That's unbelievable. Shout out to Tannehill getting the win here. Yeah, that's
Ryan Tannehill, baby.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
Yeah,
the former Patriot with the interception for the touchdown.
Belichick doesn't look too pleased.
No. Well, he's on his way to Dallas, so I think he'll be
okay.
He'll get over
that
it quickly.
Be excellent.
Yeah, that's just what Belichick wants to do.
This is exactly how Thomas and I are going to celebrate when Everton beats Liverpool tomorrow in the FA Cup.
You know what?
Who's their next league match, by the way?
For Liverpool?
Yeah.
Their next league match is Spurs.
Oh, Spurs will
next
beat them.
Saturday.
Spurs will beat them.
I think it's actually at London. It's in London, I think.
You know, because you know who's got their number.
Yeah. Speaking of
Jose, what a guy.
His rant after getting a card the other day, was phenomenal. First of all, he called the other coach an idiot.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
And then the other coach, when they kind of mentioned it and pressed it with him, the other coach, you can't just like you don't want to get in a mudslinging match with Jose Mourinho because you're going to win that.
Yes.
But he didn't want to, like, he just, like, pretended, like, oh, you know, I don't have any comment on that, you know, whatever.
Oh, boy,
but
here's what's going to happen now. They have 9 seconds. There's the two-point attempt, which they're going to fail. And then...
Why would you go for two?
Because there's no difference with 9 seconds left between a 7-point game. But there's no difference between an 8-point game and a 7-point game. There's a difference between a 7-point game and a 9-point game.
That's true. That's a fair point.
Yeah, that was Jose Mourinho. That was excellent stuff from that guy.
Who were they playing?
They were playing
Brighton.
No, it was.
Well, I guess I could look
Wolves?
It up and see. No, he would. No, it wasn't. No, Wolves guy is another Portuguese guy. He wouldn't have done that. Was it Norwich? Southampton. The game they lost.
Yeah, makes sense.
They lost to Soton.
And lost Harry Kane. RIP Harry Kane's hamstring.
Danny Ings, former Liverpool guy.
Yeah, Danny Ings has been playing his ass off.
Yeah, he's got I think he's in double digits in goals.
Yeah, for sure. That Harry Kane. Who's the other sport equivalent of Harry Kane? Because he's so good, but he's
James
always
Harden.
Hurt.
I never heard that. Often. I thought
you think it was like a stat.
Would,
like a stat
would Derek
guy?
Rose be a good comparison?
Yeah.
No, I just don't want to make that comparison because Derek Rose is such an explosive athlete, and Harry Kane is not an explosive athlete. The only one that comes to mind was like Zydrunas Ilgauskas back in the day for the Cavs. He was always hurt.
But he wasn't
a
elite superstar. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I can't think of somebody who's just like.
Well, how about like NFL running backs? That's a good. There's always a lot of like.
ACL tears.
Guys
and stuff.
Who are phenomenal, and then they get hurt, and they never seem to be able to rebound.
Yeah, Harry Kane, hamstring. And he seems like a slow recoverer as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he came back for the Champions League final, which was stupid.
He probably cost them the game.
I don't disagree.
Because I feel like if you start Lucas Moura in that game as opposed to Harry Kane, you have a better chance.
I would agree.
It also helps if you don't get a ridiculous penalty call in the first 5 minutes.
First two, I think.
Yeah, that was rough.
And it was a legit call.
Yeah, the Premier League's been interesting. There's been some ups and some downs. Newcastle have been some downs.
Everton is weird.
We're
right
trending
now.
Opposite directions right now. Yeah. Everton's been on a roll. Newcastle, no bueno.
Looks like we might be getting James Rodriguez on loan.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, I'm a James Rodriguez fan.
That's big for the midfield.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's not really anyone yet.
Well,
yeah, that didn't go well.
Man, I wanted Tennessee to score another one on that fumble so bad, yeah, but it's
lateral.
Over.
Yeah
that lateral.
The Patriots are done.
Wow.
They have lost to the Titans. Tom Brady, you can suck it.
Yeah, major shout out to Ryan Tannehill is needed.
I got to text Brent.
But Everton definitely trending in the right direction. Newcastle
who's this
definitely
guy
trending
like,
the other
like shoving
direction.
Everyone away from Brady?
I wish there were moments like this in soccer where like the two stars had to find each other and shake hands. I like that.
Would you call Tannehill a star?
He just this beat season, Tom Brady, yes. So yes.
This season, yes.
God, yeah, I want, like, so I know weird. The managers typically do that, which is funny, too. Like, the managers immediately after Premier League and soccer matches find each other and shake hands. Yeah. I always wonder how many swear words they say to each other.
Especially if they don't like each other.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, hey, because you always have the smile for the camera. Like, yeah, I'll bleep yourself. Like, yeah. And like, then just like, walk it off.
I know Klopp and the guy from Monterey,
yeah.
they had some issues during that match.
Because Klopp is a doo-doo head.
Klopp is he's a legend.
I used to love.
He's a legend with one trophy.
Shout out to Rafa Benitez.
What are you talking about? He won the Bundesliga with Dortmund.
One trophy with Liverpool, and you're calling him a legend?
He is a legend. He's got more. First of all, he's got three trophies in the last 6 months.
Don't bring up the
right.
Community
we've
Shield.
Got, yeah, we got a couple
shield.
Fake trophies.
The Community Shield
here.
Is the
they,
absolute
they
least
count,
valuable trophy
they
ever.
They count that as a major
oh,
honor
up.
In England.
I would eat food off the Community Shield.
I would too, but it still counts as a major trophy.
I don't think anyone would have any issue with that. Like, there's no. Also, speaking of trophies, the Stanley Cup was at the Cleveland Monsters game the Saturday.
Why?
On December 30th, like it's
like why
I have
there,
no
there,
clue.
There hasn't been a trophy anywhere near Cleveland since 2016.
But they're also a league below it. Like, yeah. This isn't a team that's competing for the Stanley Cup. Like,
by the way,
they're like, hey, Lord Stanley Cup's in the building.
Everton has won 9 Community Shields. Last one coming 1995.
Thomas was one.
Was that the year you were born, TV?
Yes.
Were you born in 95? Nice. You were. Introduced to the world with the Everton Community Shield title.
How many do you think Newcastle has?
Community Shields? I hope none. No, we don't have any, do we? Zero.
They have one.
Do they? I'll be damned. When was that? When was that, like 1930?
Even go even 27. Further back. Gotta go even further back.
Further than 27?
Yes.
I can't believe.
1915.
Even further.
Oh my gosh, 1907.
Higher.
1910.
1909. They actually... Actually, they
you
might.
Haven't won one in over.
Good. I take pride in this.
I could be wrong. I think they won the very first one.
Nice.
I feel like
and that's when it had no, so, that's I, when it had I, some
no,
prestige.
No, incorrect. Manchester United won the very first one in 1908.
Took the shine off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the least valuable trophy?
Jim Nantz by Vineyard Vines just came up there. Jim Nantz has his own line of clothing.
What
from
is
Vineyard
Vines, by the way?
So there's an island called Martha's Vineyard for really rich people.
Okay.
Even though I used to vacation there. But,
okay, fair enough.
And Vineyard Vines is a very expensive clothing store popular amongst the frat community.
Okay.
The fraternity community, I will say.
Because I've seen that at Target, I believe there's some kind of an affiliation there.
They've greatly expanded.
Because I saw that and I was like, yeah, I don't know what this is. Mm-hmm. But
I believe the Clintons, the Obamas, and a few other.
The Mourinhos. Do you think Jose Mourinho has some Vineyard Vines?
I meant more in terms of like actually vacationing on Martha's Vineyard.
You think he's been to Martha's Vineyard?
Could be, honestly.
I would love to meet Jose Mourinho. I feel like he would. I feel like he would bully us and hurt our feelings.
I feel like he would bully Chris.
He would definitely bully Chris,
and we would just be there egging him on.
Yeah. I'm sure you would. You guys would be like, "Hey,
yeah,
we're Team Mourinho in that, in that instance."
I kind of feel like you are.
See, I'm Team. You're a closet Mourinho fan. I'm a fan of the chaos that Mourinho brings.
No, see, I am
I'm
not
a fan of the antics.
Yeah, I am not a Mourinho fan.
You are, we know.
No.
It.
He says, winking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah, well, thank you.
He's got a button-up shirt on today. Not often seen.
Speaking of the Stanley Cup, I saw the defending Stanley Cup champs today.
That was a good game. Brent had a ticket on them.
What, on St. Louis or
on the Golden Knights? No, Brent had one on the Golden Knights.
They were losing 3-0 in the first period, and they came back and won in overtime.
I'll be damned.
It's the first time in team history they've come from 3 goals down to win the game, by the way.
Yeah.
I have...
It was a pretty wild day.
It was a wild afternoon, yeah.
I have 1 o'clock
in the afternoon game.
Yeah, Syracuse got robbed against Notre Dame. We lost 88-87, and Joe Girard hit a 3-pointer as time expired and got fouled, and they were just like, nah, no foul. Like, we should have gone to the free throw line for the end one to tie it, and they were like, nah, we're good.
I have a Golden Knights Discover card. By the way, more cash back.
By the way, Golden Knights, or Liverpool didn't win the Community Shield this year. They won the European one.
Club World Cup.
They won the Club World Cup, they won the Champions League, and then they won the Super Cup, you wait for Super
That's
Cup.
That's what I was thinking about, Super Cup. But I have a Golden Knights Discover because Amy wanted it for herself, but she accidentally got it for me.
How does that happen? How did we both
getting them at the time,
yeah.
And so I think she forgot for hers, and so she wanted one of us to have it, so she got it for me. And I don't care, like, I don't root against the Golden Knights,
yeah.
Unless they play like an inter-league match against the Cleveland Monsters, then clearly I'm against them. But I'll always, like, when I use that, they're like, hey, Golden Knights. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm sorry.
So
I just don't care.
I got into an argument with a Chelsea fan
the
other day. And he was trying to tell me that Chelsea has more success than Liverpool. And I'm like,
that's just an insufferable conversation.
I'm like basing that on what?
One of them has Michy Batshuayi and the other one doesn't.
10 years of history does not make you... One of the all-time
Premier
clubs.
League, though. They won a couple Premier Leagues.
Yeah, but they hadn't won one since the 50s until, what was it, 2005?
Shout out to Drogba.
Yeah, I think he was on that team.
Yeah.
I had a wild day.
Today?
Yeah.
Care to explain?
Yeah. Stayed up until 5 a.m. last night.
Watch the Irishman, huh?
I did. I started it right before midnight, and I was like, there's a strong chance I fall asleep during this, but no, finished the whole thing and then played 2 hours of Jedi Fallen Order.
Thoughts on the Irishman?
It brought me back, man. It brought me back to home because
it was a good flick.
I love all the movies that take place in that area because the reality
they
is
drove through Ohio.
Yeah, but the reality is like the homes there look so much different than the homes here.
Yeah,
and it brings
me
back to growing up in Nutley. It looks like my old neighborhoods.
I like that.
And also De Niro, Pacino, Pesci. Like anytime you're throwing those three guys in a movie, you're set for.
I thought it was good. It was funny. I was telling Drew because the flight from Ohio from Cleveland to Vegas is about 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, dude, just download.
Yeah,
download The Irishman on Netflix and you're good.
You can watch
you're
good.
Like, you'll be
so
set.
So how do you, because you guys will have to tell me off the air because I have Netflix. So I'm getting ready to take a trip in 2.5 weeks. So I want to know how long. I got a 6-hour layover in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to download some stuff. If you have an iPad or something, it's really easy. Yeah.
What about a laptop?
I'm pretty sure you can.
I think it would also be easy.
What if Disney Plus has that ability too?
No, Disney Plus doesn't.
No,
they do.
They do.
Yeah, Amy has an iPad.
Oh, never mind.
Give us a free iPad.
Yeah,
and we download. She downloads Disney Plus.
Nice.
Watched Lion King. Or Jungle Book.
Did either of you finish the entire Mandalorian yet?
Yes,
I didn't start the Mandalorian, so no.
Quick, I was underwhelmed. I was hoping for more, and I don't know, maybe I was hoping for too much.
About the Boba Fett.
When they were half-hour episodes...
Boba Fett's not in it.
No.
Still shot.
When they were half-hour episodes, it was like, this doesn't feel like there's enough meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Like, it was very visually good, but there wasn't quite enough. But once you got to the last couple episodes, it started picking up, and I'm kind of looking forward to season two.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I spent... I will tell you, the start of the last decade, as a freshman in high school... If you had come to me and said, oh, yeah, the start of the next decade, you're going to be chilling in a sports book in Vegas watching the Bills lose you $40 to Brent Musburger,
yeah,
who you would be sharing a beer with.
How the hell did the Bills lose that game?
They didn't score.
They were up 13-0.
Yeah. And then they were up 16-0. They had so many drives that they had so many drives that let just
be honest, stalled. The Bills are notorious for pooping the bed.
Josh Allen looked so good and then he just fell apart.
Yeah.
But it was wild. But Brent and I had a good time. We watched the game together, which was really nuts.
So Titans and Texans both advanced out of what I thought was the worst division in the NFL. Yeah.
So kind of tying back to the movies and the animated movies. So we previously on another episode, go listen to all of our episodes. We had.
By the way, our numbers have been pretty good lately.
They have been pretty solid. We're a pretty solid show.
Considering we don't know how many numbers we have on iTunes,
and considering we're not really a solid show, but
we
had referenced on a previous episode
that being the main point,
joked about Five Will Goes to Harlem, and there's actually a Five Will Goes to Manhattan.
What?
Yeah, there's like seven Five Will movies. I only knew the first couple. There was American Tail and Five Will Goes West. Which is a classic, and there's
debatable.
A Five Will Goes West is an absolute classic. So I had to get
TV.
No comment. I've never seen any of
them. You haven't seen Five Will Goes West?
Listen, if two or three of us haven't seen it, then it's definitely not.
You haven't seen it either?
No.
You're monsters. I had to buy.
You have like the worst movie takes ever, though.
No, Five Will Goes West is an absolute classic. Everyone tweet us at Other F-Ball Pod. Vindicate me. I had to get Sean's son. He had never seen Five Will Goes West. He's still young. So I got him Five Will Goes West, Ferngully, and
God, you were the worst.
They also had a really weak Hot Wheels situation there. Just a couple, they had some solid cars, but not a lot of track action. Mm. So I went and got him a little Shark Adventure one that also has the color changing car.
Which is
big time.
My dad had like all of his old Hot Wheels stuff back before safety regulations.
Hot Wheels
were a good time, man. Yeah, back before safety regulations were a thing. So he's got like the old. They worked with the new cars, and the cars actually held up quite well. His cars. But, like, we had all the old tracks with, like, the actual jumps and, like, the motors that just shot out of a cannon.
A ton of Hot Wheels. And then one day, for some reason, me and my brother decided to do Demolition Derby.
Yeah, it sounds about. That sounds like something kids do.
With a hammer and Hot Wheels. No. Yeah.
I've still got a couple. I've got a Jets convertible.
Nice.
Yeah.
I bet you right now, if we had Hot Wheels, we'd be having a good time.
Yeah. I've got a Lego DeLorean.
Did you ever have. So we can semi-wrap up on this.
Yeah, because there's
got a couple things.
There's no J League update because J League is off. There's no Premier League. Chris Magnum Chapman.
I've got a high.
There's Premier League next. Oh, we'll do
not until next weekend. Yeah,
I've got a high pressure situation for Monday though.
Okay,
I have to pick out a movie to watch with this girl.
Five Will Goes West.
I've been tasked with it, and I'm not picking Five Will Goes West.
So wait. So
Five Will Goes West is an absolute slam dunk.
So I saw TV on Facebook.
Okay.
In a tuxedo with a girl in a wedding dress. What was that?
He got married.
I went to a wedding.
Yeah, like, he was gone
last
for a
month.
You were in the bride's party, no?
Yeah.
It looked like you married this girl.
No.
No, that was just one picture of us hugging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait. Then I was like, is it TV's brother?
No, she's one of my best friends from high school.
And then I saw her comment, love you, with a heart, and I was like, I love you too, TV. I was like, what?
TV's the guy.
Yeah. We had a good time. It was a fun one.
Outside of the Five Will Goes West slander. But
yeah, this is less.
So you have to pick a movie to watch. Do you have a genre in mind?
No.
What are her interests?
The Departed?
See, I'm considering going The Departed because I haven't actually seen it.
Oh, really?
It's a gaping hole in my resume.
Departed is my top five favorite movie.
It's back on Netflix.
You have
and
to
like
watch it.
Every single time I'm like, I'm watching The Departed tonight, I get sidetracked by something. Tonight it's going to be Revenge of the Sith. I can just feel it.
I would say don't do The Departed because
I don't
think
I don't want to go distracted. Yeah, I don't want to go something too intense.
Yeah. Do something like maybe classic, but still.
Look, there's a strong possibility it ends up being National Treasure.
You're a big National.
Yeah,
big
I know you like that. I mean, so wait, you have Netflix. I'm not exactly sure what's on Netflix right now.
I have all the things.
All right, so. No.
Dude, I'm telling you.
No, Five Will Goes West.
Five Will Goes West is a
classic. You know what you could do?
That's classic cinema.
You have the Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Find, like, something that's fun, like the original song. Pirates.
Oh yeah, classic.
Or
1-3.
R.I.P. Roberto Clemente. And Willie Stargell, if he's dead, maybe he's still alive. I'm not sure. R.I.P. Willie Stargell.
I think Willie Stargell passed away.
No, Pirates. That whole series is pretty solid. That
one through three are all stellar, and then once you get rid of Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom, it goes downhill.
Yeah, because they're both mainstays. I mean,
R.I.P. Davy Jones. Yeah,
Davy Jones. Barbossa.
I think Pirates of the Caribbean would be a solid. That'd be a solid movie. Because yeah, Departed. That's a good angle there. You're gonna be distracted. You're gonna be whether you're watching the movie, you're still gonna be distracted by the company and
something you've already seen. So if you need to tune out for a little bit, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, that's a good call. Mm-hmm. I would save The Departed, but I think you should definitely watch The Departed ASAP.
Yeah, I need to do that. I may do that tonight because this is the first weekend since now that football season's over, like the regular season.
Yeah.
I'm not working on Sundays anymore, which means I can stay up late and sleep in late.
Nice.
Beautiful. And so I plan on staying up really late tonight, just like last night, and ruining my sleep schedule. But
go Departed and maybe watch The Departed tonight, no?
I'm debating it.
Is it possible?
It's a possibility, but I also got Madden.
I'm not a huge fan of any movies outside of comedies for the most part. Like, if I'm going to watch a movie 9 times out of 10, it's a comedy. Departed is in my top 5, though, for sure.
See, but I feel like until you're totally 100% comfortable with a girl, you can't watch a movie that's that intense, like, you know. Yeah.
That's not a date movie.
No.
It is when you are established in a relationship. It's not an early date movie.
I also
I feel like funny movies tend to be good. Yeah, Something About Mary.
Yeah, that's the difference. Like that's the difference between you know, in the beginning where it's like, oh hey, don't worry, like anything you need before we start The Notebook, and then 6 months into a relationship, if you're not on the couch in 5 seconds, this Hitler documentary is starting without you.
Yeah. So wait. Do you think women have these conversations too?
Probably.
Like about what movie? Oh, I hope he shows. I hope he wants
that.
To watch.
I don't think
she
that
is right now think. Saying. I hope he shows Five Goes West. TV's gonna fumble this. Ask her. You don't have to ask her right now. Ask her if she's seen Five Goes West and she's
not
a fan.
Doing that.
But my mom shouts.
By
Jill,
the way, message from the big dog regarding the game.
Yes.
Cash and tickets is what it's all about, baby.
Wow. Nice. You know what? Last thing on the Patriots-Titans, I had a feeling Tennessee was going to at least play a tight game. I was so afraid to bet them because I didn't want to be a mush.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Like, because I've seen this story so many times with this Patriots team.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Like, we were waiting for the other shoe to drop with 15 seconds
to go. For Brady to throw an interception.
No, it was glorious.
On the what might be the final pass of his career with the Patriots. I don't think it will be, but oh, it's so great for it to end that way.
My mom always asks questions about what's going to happen in the movie.
Oh, God. So, it's like, why don't you just watch?
Yeah, well, there's ones where, like, I haven't seen the movie. I'm not sure how exactly it's going to partake, but spoiler alert, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, my mom's getting into it, and she sees the trend that Yondu might kick the bucket. So she asks directly, does Yondu die?
Oh.
To which, of course, I say, no, he doesn't die. Narrator voice, Yondu definitely dies.
Yes.
And she was like, oh my gosh, why didn't you tell me? I was like, hey man, I couldn't ruin it for you.
It doesn't work like that. Like, don't watch a movie with me that I've already seen and ask me what happens, unless you don't want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Because if I knew Yondu was going to die, what would be the point of me watching the movie?
True.
RIP to all the people who spoiled it for. But at this point, that's on you.
Yeah, that movie's 5 years ago.
That movie is not 5 years. Oh my god, that movie is 3 years old.
Yeah,
that movie's 3 years old.
It's at least a few years.
I watched it on a flight. Where the hell was I going?
No, I remember I fell asleep during that movie. Graduation weekend.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's at least a few years.
It's 3 years old. It came out when I was graduating college.
Yeah.
Oh.
That hurts Chris's soul.
Yeah, well, Chris is ancient.
And Chris's soul is also pretty much dead at this point.
Facts.
But no Premier League until after we do our another show.
Yeah, we'll find the day next week to do it. But I'm looking ahead, and right now there isn't anything that actually there is one that kind of stands out. But
we'll save that.
Yeah. I feel like it's a
quality tweet I just saw. Yeah, sex is cool, but if you ever watch the Patriots get eliminated from the playoffs,
oh, it's fantastic.
Best feeling in the world.
Yes, especially when you're a fan of a team that you could take an all-star team in their history and they probably don't beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
Go Browns.
All right, so that'll do it for us. Is there anything else we got to hit on before we get out of here?
Titans and Dolphins teaming up to end the Pats dynasty just like we all expected.
Yeah, man.
Carson, how's your job going as a lighthouse keeper with a dark past?
I don't know that movie.
I don't know that either.
I don't know. I'm just going with it. I mean, it's definitely something in a movie somewhere, because there's definitely been a movie about a lighthouse keeper.
You could have done a Fievel reference, but
But I just assume you're a lighthouse keeper. I've been
the son of Russian immigrants who moved to America with the last name Mouskovitz.
Yeah, see, there you go. Chris gets it. Yeah, major shout out, though. And shout out to us on Twitter, at @OtherFBallPod. Tweet about how awesome Fievel is. Back me up here. At Carson Amerk.
Lose followers
at
over this.
TV at work, at Magnum 702. Listen to the show, which you're already doing currently. So TV always enjoys this. But the iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher,
yeah,
LVSportsNetwork.com, BGN.FM.
For whatever reason, our hotkeys aren't working here, so I don't think we're going to have music to go out. But
as long as we're going to have the show.
Oh, my God. That's allegedly my big fear now, that we're not going to have a show.
So. I will be very pissed at you.
Yes. Well, you should be.
We'll fight him. We'll fight him.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll hear this, maybe you won't.
Yeah. So
RIP the show.
If you don't, the nice thing is there will be no recording evidence to tie us to Chris being beaten up in the parking lot after this.
Yeah, nice. True. Allegedly.
All right. Mm-hmm. We will talk to you later. Have a good week, everybody.
Talk to you soon.
Adios.